Do you like to be the first? Name of your sex tape? Well, if you like to be the first to listen to podcasts, you might want to check out our Patreon, because now we're offering a brand new membership tier called Name of Your Sex Tape. I couldn't help it, guys. I'm sorry. For £5 a month, you'll get an ad-free version of our weekly episode on a Tuesday, a full day earlier than its usual release. So you can be the very first to talk about how funny our guest was, how quickly you cracked the case, or how badly I answered a question. Plus, you'll get all the benefits of our regular tier, including our live Zoom records, a special shout out on the podcast, and if you really like to hear us talk, we've got an entire back catalog of extra content. Check it out on patreon.com/drunkwomensolvingcrime.
Name of your sex tape. Name of your sex tape.
Name of your sex tape.
Fancy coming along to see Drunk Women Solving Crime live?
Ooh, yes, please.
Why not join us for our monthly London residency at the marvellous Museum of Comedy? We've got monthly shows through to June.
Plus, every show is a double header, so you get to see us record not one, but two episodes with two fantastic guests.
You can find tickets on our website, drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Shows are selling out fast, so be quick.
Noice.
Noice.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
The Drunk Women are currently performing to sell out crowds at this year's Edinburgh Fringe Festival until the 11th of August. So don't delay in getting those tickets. Guests include Jenna Friedman, Steph Tisdall, and Zoe Lyons.
Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Drunk Women.
Drunk Women Solving Crime.
Drunk Women.
Oh, hello! Welcome to Drunk Women Solving Crime. We've sold out!
Yay!
Oh, give me a cheer if you've heard the podcast before. Woo! Ooh, give me a cheer if this is your first time. Woo! Well, we look forward to taking your drunk women virginity. Very nice. Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about what's going to happen. So we've got an amazing guest who's going to join us in a second. We're going to drink several bottles of Prosecco. Are you all drinking tonight?
Yeah!
Except we bought these plastic glasses because we thought health and safety. And what I've realised is that the drink goes down the stem. Like, you're going to get home and look at your wine glasses and be like, you fucking useless stems! Useless! This is Drunk Women Solving Crime. This is where moonshine meets parking fine, where hooch meets Turner, and where toilet wine meets violent crime. Thank you. It's a true crime podcast with a twist of lime. Thank you for the people that have heard the podcast. We've got a catchphrase.
Trying to make fetch happen.
I am Hannah George. This is Detective Taylor Glenn.
Hello.
Detective Katie Wilkins.
Hi.
And I think without any further ado, we should introduce our detective for the evening. Mm. Ladies and gentlemen, please put your hands together for Ashley Story.
Hiya.
Hey!
Dead excited. I'm a fan of your podcast. Oh. I shouted Twist of Lime. I was excited.
Well, Ashley, you'll know that on this podcast we only have one question.
Yes.
Have you ever been the victim of a crime?
Right, well, as I'm a fan, right, and I have listened to this podcast, I love true crime. I love any sort of true crime. See if there's like a murdered person in a barrel, I'm excited. I even sing the wee song, like, Drunk Women Solving Crime. Anyhow, they do this every episode. They ask, oh, have you ever been a victim of crime? And I lie there in my bed with my wee sausage dog. And I think, what crime would I talk about? And it's just not the place to like talk about my real crimes. Like, both my grannies were murdered, and I don't want to think you want to hear about that. I mean, he does. But you can follow my blog. Anyhow, I solved one of them. Anyhow.
What? Ooh. I mean, can you tell us, or is it too dark?
No, it's like mega dark.
Okay. Yeah. We're having fun, aren't we? Having a drink. It's fun.
Fun times. But I thought, what would be a good crime to talk about? So I used to play Puzzle Pirates.
that is a gear shift.
Yeah. Have you ever played Puzzle Pirates? So you're like a pirate, and instead of pillaging and looting, you puzzle.
It's nicer for everyone.
Yeah, it's good. And I was in this crew, and I was like 16. Ooh. Sorry for MD triggered there. And I used to like get really in with my crew, and we all wore turquoise, and we were.
Were you like David Icke was in this crew?
Maybe a wee bit. And we would all go pillaging and go on like raids and stuff together, but with puzzles and nobody getting hurt. And it's a computer game, and it was like really into it. And this guy on my crew wrote on the forum, "I'm really sick," and his wife and his three kids all played Puzzle Pirates. And we were like, oh no. So the whole crew got together, and I knitted him a jumper. And I made him like a care package.
Oh,
and
wow.
I was a teenager, and I like sent money to his kids.
Oh my God.
Who was in school. And I would chat with all these individual people. Like, I would chat with his wife and his children and his brother. And when he died, I was like sent money for the funeral. And it turned out it was just all one guy. It was just all one man.
Oh,
and Catfish hadn't been made yet. So I didn't know that was a thing. And my whole crew was devastated, and we wore black for a whole month.
Oh, isn't it weird when you have a story that's like, if the guy dies, this is a happy ending?
I've got like three of them, mate. Anyhow. But yeah, it was horrifying. It was because we were like really solid, and he'd got married on one of the fictitious islands to our captain, and she was devastated. She couldn't run a raid for months.
No. She could never trust anyone after that.
I don't know what happened, because I left and moved to RuneScape because I grew up, so.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Yeah. You just don't forget when someone takes away your Puzzle Pirate innocence, you know? We've all had that Puzzle Pirate moment.
I hope so.
It's true.
So did you have his address to send the jumper?
He had like a, he didn't want to give his address out in case any of us were weirdos. So he had a P.O. box that was in, that we were sending stuff to. Wow. And I was being very generous. I mean, I was a child, I was at school. So I was like saving up my lunch money and buying little gifts for his kids, because that must be horrible if your daddy's really sick.
Yeah.
And none of them, because our captain drove to the P.O. box to go and stake it out, because she got suspicious, because our online husband wasn't like messaging her back.
Wow. Hell hath no fury like a fake pirate wife.
And it turned out it was just this one guy who was catfishing us all, but we didn't have a word for it, so we were just like, he's a con man.
Cuntfish. Should have been. Missed a trick.
Yeah, you did.
Oh.
So,
another
thing that we ask on this podcast is, we ask you, if you could see this guy right now, what would you say to him? If, and he may well be in the audience.
Yeah, is he even dead?
What did his jumper look like?
Oh, it was shonky. A finger knit. I would be like, aim higher, mate. Don't con a bunch of weird pirate children. You're an adult man. Cast your conning net wider, my friend.
It's just
I was more just disappointed at the scale of the crime. I come from a very criminal family. So, I know, like, we helped the IRA.
Oh, God.
Just telling the truth. Like, just aim higher and just don't settle down for Puzzle Pirating. Take that to World of Warcraft or something.
At the very least.
Wow. Well, thank you for sharing that harrowing tale.
That was a lot.
So what we do next, for people that have never heard the podcast, what we do is we delve into a little bit of true crime, and we sort of do it like a quiz, I would say. So today we're talking about a bank robber.
Uh-oh.
Yes. In particular, a man who has been described as a celebrated American bank robber.
Oh, well, that makes it sound quite nice.
It does, doesn't it?
I was relieved because when you said bank robber, I was like, oh, is this going to be grander?
We're talking about the life and celebrated works of Willie Sutton.
Ooh.
Yeah. Because...
Ooh.
Ooh, Willie. So now, Willie is probably most famous for a line he said when a journalist asked him, why do you rob banks?
Ooh.
What do you think he said?
I'm Willie Sutton. What the fuck else am I gonna do?
He's very sassy. That's guess number one.
Because they're there.
That's very literal, but actually quite close to it.
Because I can.
Because yeah. You can. Willie Sutton said, what did he say? He said, because that's where the money is. It's fair enough, isn't it? Willie's bank robbing career lasted 40 years, back when you could have a job for life, am I right? Yeah.
Bit of fun.
He stole an estimated $2 million.
What?
So, but what's more impressive is when this is. Because $2 million right now, that's like, what, like £3? Like, right the way the pound is going, guys. Topical. But the point is, when do you think this was? When do you think Willie Sutton was robbing banks?
The roaring 20s.
I'm even going to say, like, the good old days when a dame was a dame. I just imagine him and like, oh, I've got a mustache and I like it. I'm going to say the 30s, but I think it's the 20s, but I don't want to be a copycat. So okay. I'm going to say the 30s.
I'm going to go earlier. I'm going to go 1870, because if 2 million's like it really impressive, then it's got to be longer ago. Okay. So I'm going to play those odds.
Did that's, America
that's
exist
good because why would you be
Taylor, it's over to you.
I was just going to say, that's smart.
That's smart.
May I start over? That's smart because actually, I just feel like he wouldn't be running into the Depression and the war. Like, that's just uncouth.
Well, you don't know Willie, man. Because Willie, he was working between the 1920s and the 1960s.
Yeah.
You guys win.
Get on Willie.
So he was actually...
I always second guess myself.
He was caught quite a lot and spent more than half of his adult life in prison. But his sentences were for longer. Why do you think he didn't spend longer in prison?
Oh, he'd ratted on people.
Ooh.
He did a Shawshank. He crawled through a river of poo. And Morgan Freeman helped him.
That is not far off.
Oh, really? He escaped?
He did escape, but he escaped over and over again.
Wow.
But we'll come back to his prison breaks. For now, let's talk about what put him there. Let's talk about the bank robberies. So Willie became known as a gentleman thief.
Ooh.
Oh. Mm-hmm. So what do you think it was about his crimes that was particularly gentlemanly?
He wore gloves.
Any ideas?
Gloves is a good shoe.
I mean, it's not bad, is it? Do you know what? And this is what went for being gentlemanly back in the like 1930s and 40s, was that he never killed anyone.
Oh, oh, that's
what
good.
What a gent.
Oh, just like the Terminator in Terminator 2.
Across 40 years, he never actually shot his gun. In fact, he admitted before he died that none of his guns were even loaded. Everyone's disappointed. Take a fucking gun to a bank robbery. He said that he never loaded his guns because, and I quote, somebody might get hurt.
Aww. Well, he sounds like boyfriend material. I'd bang Willie.
I'm getting mixed messages from Willie.
Really?
Yeah, like he's robbing banks, but with no
right,
loaded
that
guns. And like obviously super hot too.
Yeah.
He was seen as a Robin Hood type of character, except that he stole from the rich and then he kept it. That is not fucking Robin Hood, is it? That is not Robin Hood. So there were lines that he wouldn't cross. So what do you think were the things that could happen in a robbery that would make Willie pull out?
He wouldn't hurt a dame.
So he has red lines, and if they happen, he abandons the robbery.
Yeah, apparently.
And did he actually abandon robberies?
He did.
Okay.
If they tried to use force because he didn't want to hurt anyone back?
Okay, any other ideas?
if a child cried.
That is the right answer.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not.
It is. He allegedly never robbed a bank if a woman screamed or a baby cried. What? It's sexist, actually.
Actual hell. Like, I just...
It's just what? A delight. I don't think that this is a crime, guys. I think that when you type hashtag not all men, you're talking about Willie.
So people present at his robbery stated that he was quite polite. One victim said witnessing one of Sutton's robberies was like being at the movies, except the usher had a gun. So there was something about Willie's robberies that gained him the nicknames Willie the Actor and Slick Willie.
Ew.
I know, right? Ew. Ew.
Porn?
What do you think gave him those nicknames?
He spit before he entered.
And that's why he was a gentleman.
Oh, man.
I don't drink.
Literally, Ashley was like, I never, ever drink, but I'm doing it for you guys tonight.
Okay.
He was a master of disguise.
Oh.
So what disguises do you think he did? What were his favourites?
Willie Davis, Willie Smith. All the Williams.
Shatner.
I'm robbing this bank. That is my Shatner impression. Is that not good?
I loved it.
Spot on.
Thanks, guys.
Did he do drag?
That would be cool.
Yeah, if Willie was like that forward thinking and he just came in like, hello, I'm a dame. Give me all your money. I won't fire my gun.
His beards.
Beards. He was a gay man's wife? Beards is not bad.
I genuinely forgot your question. I was like, costumes. And then I... Anyway.
His favourite get-ups included a postal telegraph messenger, because we all know what that is. What's that? A maintenance man.
Oh.
A policeman.
Nice.
A diplomat.
Okay. Ooh.
And a window cleaner.
What is a diplomat's costume?
That is a great question.
Like, very good question.
Just like a trail of sad women and no trial because diplomatic immunity.
Oh, yes.
It's a fact.
That would be tough at Halloween.
Yeah. So after a few years of bank robbing, he was arrested for the first time and sent to the Manhattan House of Detention.
Oh, no.
I know, right? Which is definitely like a hipster bar in New York right now. So the prison wasn't ideal, but he didn't have any trouble there. Do you think, why would Willie not have any trouble in prison?
Because honour among thieves.
Mm-hmm.
They would love him. They'd be like, oh, there's Willie. He doesn't make children cry. We like him. And you know, like if you go to jail, like if you're a nonce, you get your head kicked in. So Willie would be like the good guy who they were like, Willie's sound, don't lay a hand on Slick Willie. Also, he's slick and he spits.
And he does a great impression of a diplomat.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was quite witty, as we realised earlier, and non-violent, he managed to charm the organised crime inmates. So the mafia, basically.
Right.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so the mafia were like into him because he dispensed mounds of legal advice.
Mounds.
Mounds of the stuff. So inmates considered Sutton a wise old head.
Right.
And enjoyed having him for companionship. I don't know what that means in prison.
Slick Willie.
However, as we the aforementioned prison breaks, he wasn't going to stay there for long. So a couple of years into his 30-year sentence, he escaped.
Ooh.
Any ideas how he did it? And I'll give you a clue. It wasn't quite The Shawshank yet. There's another film that it's similar to.
Oh.
Ooh.
It does involve poo, though, right?
Wait, what?
Like, does he go out in a sewage tunnel still?
Oh, no, he doesn't.
He spits his way out.
Was it old school? Did he like tie all of his blankets together and make a little ladder and shimmy down it?
Oh, please let it be that.
Do you know what? He did a bit of arts and crafts. He created a lifelike mask, as in The Escape from Alcatraz.
Oh.
And he used plaster, flesh-coloured paint and hair from the prison barbershop.
No.
And you can go... When I was like researching this case, I Googled it and like on these sort of American antique show, somebody had the head of Willie, which you might be interested in.
Yes.
And it's fucking incredible. It like looks so much like him. Like all you need in prison is to just have a little mound on your pillow to make it look like you're still sleeping. Uh-huh. And it's just like, it's got his eyes, it's got his mouth, it's...
I mean, I'd even go out with that, you know, in a pinch.
But what did the prison guards, like, what's Willie doing? Oh, he's doing his crafting. Like, what did they think when he was walking about with a paper mache head? Did nobody be like, oh, Willie likes making heats for the companionship? Maybe Willie made sex dolls for the mafia. Maybe that's...
Oh, we are solving crime tonight, yes. So what do you think Willie did as pretty much as soon as he got out?
Robbed a bank.
Damn right he did.
Yeah.
Oh, bloody Willie. He went and robbed the Corn Exchange Bank. He came in disguised as a postman this time, but an alert passerby foiled the crime. He escaped, but about a year later, he went back. This time he was apprehended and he was sentenced to serve 25 to 50 years in the Eastern... Yeah, I like it. Yeah.
It's not fair, is it?
So Willie escaped again from the Eastern State Penitentiary. How do you think it happened this time? And you're right to go... I mean, I was about to do my Morgan Freeman impression, but I won't. But you're right to go...
Willie crawled through a river of poo. To Wataneo.
Is that another place he goes to at the...
He did. He was one of 12 convicts who escaped through a tunnel.
Oh.
So they crawled through a 99-foot tunnel. So inmate, how long do you think that would take inmates of a prison, 12 of them, to dig?
Did they have a digging song?
That is a great question.
To pass the time.
What was the tool? What were
they
using?
Give them away, wouldn't it? We're digging the
He's
hole.
Got a paper mache spade.
A little pickaxe made of paper mache.
Hi ho.
A year.
Oh, that's close. It's slightly less than a year.
Okay. 9 months.
Ooh, slightly more than a baby.
10 months.
Slightly more than an overdue baby.
11 months.
It was 11
Yay!
Months.
Yay! Yes.
Yeah,
but
11
we do,
months.
We all know our holes.
Yeah.
Oh, female comedy, come on. So once he came up through the ground, Willie walked 2 blocks, turned the corner, and ended up face to face with the policeman.
Oh,
William.
That would have been the worst ending of Shawshank. No, Andy, no. Dufresne.
He was then sentenced to life imprisonment. As a fourth time offender, you just basically you get life. He was transferred to another prison in Philly.
When you're a white man. Yes.
Yeah. The
four times, shame on me.
So this is the last time Willie escapes. He escapes again. He did something different. He mixes that shit up. What did he do this time?
He threw a talent show to distract the guards. And then he escaped in a laundry van. Like Annie.
I wish that was true. It harks back to something that he got his nicknames for.
What, Slick Willie? Slick Willie?
No, it's not spit.
Did he cover himself in oil and just slide out?
He slipped, greased up to the gates.
No, he dressed as a prison guard.
Oh, yeah. Willie! Classic Willie!
Of course he did.
So he and a couple of prisoners dressed as prison guards and carried 2 ladders across the prison yard to the wall after dark.
Oh, that's awesome. My God.
Classic, isn't
I mean,
it?
Don't do that.
It's like, he has escaped. This is the third time he's escaped. But when the prison searchlights hit him, Sutton shouted something back at the person at the light, which made them ignore him completely. And look elsewhere. So what do you think he shouted?
I'm fixing the stones.
I'm definitely not escaping.
Your wife's over there.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Apparently, he just shouted, "It's all right!" And nobody stopped him and he escaped.
Wow. Like,
white privilege.
Yes.
And we're back to that.
So he escaped and it got him onto the FBI's top 10 most wanted list.
Oh, I'd love to be on that. Never. Every year.
He must I'm 11. He must be the only non-killer on that list.
Well, yeah, well, this is the thing. So the list had actually only been created a few weeks before he escaped.
Oh.
But you know, you said that you would be 11. He was number 11.
Really?
Yeah, so he's not on the top 10 most wanted list.
Always a bridesmaid.
Yeah.
You gotta shoot some people if you want to get on there. That's all I'm saying.
So I looked up the FBI's top 10 most wanted list for right now for the 3rd of August 2019. Mm. How many women do you think are on there?
None.
So disappointing.
They won't even let us on there.
I would say two.
Okay.
I want to say like one, and she's probably some gangster's wife who took over his business or something. Ooh, and did it better than him because women.
The listeners, Ashley has snapped back and forth in a rapid fashion, indicating sass.
But it was none. It was a TV comedy writer's room. It was, there was no women in there at all.
Yeah, we shouldn't be.
Not even a token.
Not even what?
Not even a token lady.
No tokens.
That's a shame.
Hi, I'm Mary. I jaywalked.
So during February 1952, Sutton was captured by police after having been recognised on a subway and followed by Arnold Schuster.
Arnold's a grass.
Fuck Arnold.
I hate Arnold.
He was a 24-year-old Brooklyn clothing salesman and amateur detective.
Ugh. Fucking Arnold, and he's like, oh, look, man, I'm going to ruin everything. Ugh.
So Schuster, Arnold Schuster, later appeared on television and described how he had assisted in Sutton's apprehension.
Attention-seeking cow. Yeah.
But, I mean, you're going to like this, Ashley, because who do you think was watching that TV show?
Willie?
No, it wasn't Willie. He was in prison.
The Mafia.
Yeah! He's getting some cement shoes! Yes! Oh, I can't wait to find out what happened to Arnold.
What year is it by now, by the way?
It's 1952.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're cancelling all the other guests. It's like Ashley's story on drug women solving crime.
So Albert Anastasia, which is a fabulous name for a mafia boss, isn't it?
Yes.
He was the mafia boss of the Gambino crime family.
Oh, yeah.
And he knew Sutton and... I think he's got a few family members in. He's a great guy. We respect what he did.
Yeah, Gambi!
But yeah, so he dislikes Schuster because he was a rat and a squealer.
Mm, a snitch.
There he was.
So, I mean, what do you think happened to Schuster?
Uh-oh, bye-bye.
The aforementioned cement shoes.
Mm.
Yeah, he was shot dead outside his home.
Wow. Snitches get stitches. I'm really invested in Willie.
She fixes her glasses. Anyway.
So Willie was captured and went back to court.
Oh no, he was still captured?
Yeah, because he was captured because Schuster found, like, recognised him on the subway.
Oh, I thought he just gave evidence, but no, he was actually captured.
He was actually caught, which is why he went on telly, because he was like, I was the guy that captured Willie Sutton. And then he got trot.
Wow.
So, yeah, he went back to court and was sentenced for not only escaping prison, but in that time he'd done another robbery. So he was given a prison sentence, and I love this, it's very vague, of 30 to 120 years. What's that? We don't know.
That was in my wedding vows. Not that range, but like a range.
How old was Willie when he had finally, how old was he at this point? When he's getting 120? Because he must have been quite old, because when you said earlier, you were like the mafia called him like the wise old owl or something. Yeah. So how old is he now? Like,
do you know, I think in 52 he would be about 50 something, because I think he was born in 1901. But
that's good, because life expectancy back then, him dead, so... Good for Willie.
But actually, Willie, he gets out of prison 18 years later.
Good
how?
On.
How? What, pro?
He doesn't escape. What do you think? Oh. How do you think he gets out?
Good behaviour.
He writes a book.
And it's so good.
He teaches paper mache classes. And he helps rehabilitate all the criminals of America through arts and crafts.
Oh, that would be so good.
Yeah.
But actually,
he had emphysema.
Oh, no.
Because he was dying.
Yeah, essentially. But the motherfucker
lives.
But he
was faking it.
Oh, yeah, please.
And he was fine.
Yes.
He did live for at least another 10 years after that.
Yes, Willie. Wow. Old Wheezy Willie.
Wheezy Willie. <Willy.
laughs> He was released on Christmas Eve, 1970.
Aww.
What a Christmas movie. That would be amazing.
Wow.
So what do you think he got up to when he left prison? And it wasn't bank robberies, but it was to do
pirate
with
pirate puzzles.
Or
what?
I was going to say like advising on security, but he wouldn't do that. But he'd be an expert.
He would be the best. He'd be the man you hired. You'd bring in and you'd be like, tell us how to make our bank safe from paper mache bandits. Let us know. And he would be the guy to do it. I feel like that's what he would do. That's what my uncles tried to do, but they're all shit at robbing, so nobody wanted to hire them.
So you work in marketing.
You guys were spot on. That's exactly what he did. He
security.
Went. Yeah, he went and he
you
delivered lectures.
Know.
And you almost didn't say, come on.
Katie's just the quiet Jew. She's
confidence.
Like, well, I'm going to go with.
I should have more confidence.
You should.
No, and this is why we're in the all-female workplace. Like, ultimately, it's about our self-esteem.
Uh-huh.
They're not even there.
Actually, it's guys, about
that
us.
Guy is.
Give us a minute, Katie. Okay, you are beautiful. Come on. You're wonderful.
Thanks, guys.
Inside,
okay, we're back.
Intellectually beautiful.
Thank you.
Well, I just always think that's a bit mean when people say, oh, you're beautiful on the inside. And my shell is also tasty. I'm like an M&M. But not one of the creepy M&Ms who like wank in the cupboard. Seen that advert? It's creepy, isn't it? Like, what are the M&Ms doing?
It's a very good point. He delivered lectures on prison reform and consulted with banks on theft deterrent techniques. So you're spot on.
Yay.
Nice. Wow. Sell out Willie.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if you think you sold out. If you think you sold out.
We
then,
sold out.
He also made a television commercial.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
What was he selling?
HSBC. It's where the money is.
Detective applause break.
So HSBC, what do you think he was selling?
I don't care, but can we see it on YouTube?
52? 50? What?
19? I mean, this would be a bit later because he'd been
20
in.
20 years later.
Yeah, 70s. He'd been in there for 18 years.
Gosh, spam?
Spam.
What was going on?
Paper mache.
Jello.
Ashley. Glue. He's just advertising his Etsy shop.
Oh my god, what can we genuinely have? We're going to Google this advert, right?
Yeah, I mean, I tried to... If anyone can find it and tweet us, because I couldn't find it.
You can find anything. So if you find it, like, email me, because I want to put a face to the name and not a paper mache face. Because that'd be weird.
But it was for the New Britain Bank and Trust Company in Connecticut.
Wow.
It was for their credit card with a picture...
Shut up!
I know, right? Yeah, it was a credit card with picture identification on it.
Can you think of what his lines were? What did he say? With the, he had a picture of himself
no
on a credit
way
card.
No way this happened.
Yeah, yeah, he did it. He did it.
Oh my God.
Is, sorry, this is
like
crazy.
Johnny Rotten selling butter.
Yeah, or
it's
Mike
like
Pence.
Johnny Rotten, isn't it Johnny Rotten that sold butter?
Did he? Yeah, yeah, it was Anchor, yeah, wasn't it?
So or weird. Mike Pence advertising an abortion clinic.
We've all thought of that. Come on.
He said, they call it the face card. Now, when I say I'm Willie Sutton, people believe me.
This country is so fucked up. It has been fucked up for so much longer that we're like, the last 10 years has been really bad. And it's like, yeah, just the last 10 years. Fuck my...
It's oh, very sorry. Weird. No, it's like Myra Hindley, like, advertising daycare. It's very... No, it's super weird.
Wait, it's really that
is,
weird.
It's a weird choice for that ad man to make. That's when they were all taking, like, coke, but they didn't know what it was, isn't it?
Oh, my God.
He was like, this magic powder makes me have good ideas.
Oh, my God. It's the early 70s. Uh-huh. Like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're all it off is. Their tits.
And this?
Get that bank robber in. He'll be great.
I didn't finish Mad Men. Was this in it?
It ends with the Coca-Cola advert,
does it?
Yeah.
They just couldn't do the ironic misogyny.
Yeah. So we're almost at the end of Willie's story, but we'll give the last word to Willie. He said, why did I rob banks? Because I enjoyed it. I loved it. I was more alive when I was inside a bank. He has a wife.
Please tell me the end of that sentence is I was more alive when I was inside a bank than when I was inside my wife. Oh, it's like Willie.
Didn't have to spit my way into the bank.
Oh my God.
Oh man.
Yeah, we said no to a reviewer tonight, but we probably should have.
He said I was more.
I'm drinking
your. You're drinking mine. Jesus. Okay. I was more alive when I was inside a bank robbing it than at any other time in my life. Vera, my love. No, he didn't say. He said, I enjoyed everything about it so much that 1 or 2 weeks later, I'd be out looking for the next job. But to me, the money was the chips. That's all. As an American, what does that mean, chips? Is that like...
That means money.
Like poker chips, yeah. I guess.
I thought it could have been like what you call crisps. I was like, why is he spending $2 million on crisps? What? So really, just at the end of all this, I just want to know, how do you guys feel about Willie Sutton? Let's just have a...
I just love him. Like, I think that I'm going to write some fan fiction about him when I go home.
I'll tune in for that. Like, that'll be amazing. Katie, what do you think about him?
I have mixed feelings. This guy's all over the shop. And bank.
No, but like he did like a bank robbery, right? And then he did like he went pro and got an advertising deal. Yeah. Like that's like the NBA of bank robbing. That's insane. I don't think there's ever been a robber who's like taken his craft, done it, and then monetized that
that's
into getting
true.
Ad deals. That's actually, insanely cool.
Yeah. Okay, if you look at it that way, he's a real winner.
Taylor, how do you feel about him?
I can't add anything to that.
Yeah. Let's hear it for Willie Sutton, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah!
Oh
my goodness.
For those of you that haven't listened to the podcast, what we do at the end is we use our detective skills to help a listener. So, has anyone here been a victim of a crime that was not solved? Let's keep it lighthearted. And would like to come up and share that crime with us so we can try and solve it.
And before you hesitate...
Oh, shit!
We've got a prize.
Ooh.
It's only a bloody logo umbrella. And before you go, oh, that's superstitious.
Don't be silly.
Are you an anti-vaxxer as well? We want to show you our motherfucking logo. I am hammered.
Woo!
It's fucking tiny as well. When we got these, we were like, where is... Oh, it's there. It's literally there.
It keeps you and your paper mache head dry.
We wanted it to be tasteful. We couldn't afford the big logo.
So does anybody have a crime that they would like be willing to share with us?
Actually, we can't see if anyone raises their hands.
I think they're all raising their hands. That's weird. We'll have to choose someone. Is we were like, someone will say something. Have you got one?
Oh.
She's been burgled. Come on!
Got burgled. Clap.
What's your name? Susan. Susan, speaking, if you will.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. Hiya, Susan.
There's not really much to it. We came home from school one day. I'm a teacher. I'm so sorry. And we came home from school, and I sent a little boy into the house, and I had my little girl on my hip, and he was running around, and I went up to the bedroom, and our bedroom's quite messy anyway, so I was a wee bit embarrassed. You know how many people are coming around to make sure that downstairs is really tidy, but you kind of ignore upstairs?
Well, she's got two floors.
Two floors. I'm so excited. So I went upstairs to my bedroom, and I went into the bedroom, and I was like, this looks messier than normal. Oh. And I went down the stairs again, and I went into the kitchen, and I didn't actually notice at that time that my bedroom had been burgled, which tells you how bad it was. And I went into the kitchen, and the first thought that I was like, why is my fridge open? And
I love that you noticed the fridge. You're like, fuck my daughter's room. Someone's been at my munchies.
And so what was really bad about it was that somebody had given me a massive bottle of Prosecco, which I exactly right.
No, it's a prosy.
Sorry, we said keep it lighthearted.
But what's really, really bad about it is I looked in the fridge and the big massive bottle of Prosecco wasn't there, and I was like, oh, my Prosecco's, this is missing. I was like, oh my God. So I phoned my husband, and I was like, gee, I was like, why is the fridge open? Like, did you just make yourself a piece of sausage and just run out the door excited?
It's the most Scottish thing ever. A piece of sausage is a sandwich with sausage.
He was like, no. And I was like, the fridge is open. He's like, what do you mean? I was like, mate, the fridge is open. So I went round to the back of the house, and I realised that the kitchen window was Jimmy's, and what they'd done was they'd jimmied the kitchen window, and they'd gotten and they'd prized the door open. But so what had happened was, like, all my jewellery got taken, like, all my mum's jewellery and my grandma, they'd kind of, like, nobody else's stuff, iPads, televisions, computers, everything was still there.
They just came for the jewellery.
It was literally just, like, all my, like, sentimental, like, all my jewellery, like, my mum's stuff, my grand's stuff, gosh. It was just, like, I was totally cleared out. Also some really dodgy caution jewellery, who wants that? So, I'm into, like, really sort of, like, tacky crap, so it was, like, all, like, my big chunky beads and stuff. I was like, why would you even take that? So, but I think what they'd done is they just cleared it out, but the embarrassing thing is at the end, like, when the police came and they were like, what's missing? I was like, my jewellery and my fizz, right? And they were taking it over, but it turns out that I had moved the fizz and I'd forgotten all about it. When I was half drunk, I'd actually taken the bottle out of the fridge and I had put it at the back of the dining room, because we just basically opened our patio door and put it out the back to keep it nice and cold, because it was like winter. So, and I had forgotten. It's so embarrassing. And I'd forgotten all about it. And then, I'm so sorry, I've had quite a lot of fizz tonight as well. And you guys were doing it. I was like, I want to do it. So, and when we got up to the bedroom, the police were in, and the police were like, they were kind of like looking around, and they were like, oh, they really turned the police over. And it really wasn't. It was just dead messy. And I was like, yeah, I mean, like, they've emptied, like, stuff, and there's, like, clothes everywhere. And they were like, yeah, they really, like, hauled the place over. And I'm like, yeah. And they hadn't. It was so messy.
Oh, man.
It's the top. It's in my top 10 of most embarrassing moments.
Thank you for sharing it.
Yay! Yay! Oh.
Have an umbrella.
Take your umbrella. Oh.
Yay.
Yes. Oh, mate. Well, I mean, normally we try and solve this crime. I didn't mean for you to sit down. I was like, thank you. I mean,
did the popo solve it? Did they find, like, your jewellery in a pawn shop? Because that's what happens in the Bell.
I kind of live between Hamilton and Motherwell. So,
you're screwed.
Exactly. Exactly. So, like, but, like, for a couple of months afterwards, I was hit kind of like the pawn shops in Hamilton and the Glorious Well, and I'd be like, is there anything that was for me? Because actually, if I'd got my wee mummy's lock, it was I had the pure rager. Exactly. But I used to sort of, like, go and just sort of, like, looking, that was me going and looking in the shops, and nothing was.
Do you think it was random? Do you have any enemies?
Do you have any scorned cousins?
I actually thought it may be a scorned pupil at one point. Oh. Like, come to seek revenge. But no, I know, it's fine.
Could we matchmake? Is this a family member?
I know, I just think you're just getting all Scottish. People aren't alike. We just all talk fast and are very open about our private lives.
Thank you. Well, that's almost, yeah, we almost should finish. But thank you so much.
Oh my God.
Yay!
Ashley, tell us what you're up to. Like, tell us about your show at the Fringe. Because I mean, we saw it this afternoon, didn't we? And it's fucking incredible. It's brilliant.
Thank you.
It is so good. I'm so pleased because we would have cancelled this if it was bad. But it was brilliant.
Okay, good. It's called Hysterical. It's part of the free festival, so it's at the Counting House. You don't have to pay any money because I think that comedy should be available to anybody. And
whoops!
I don't think that you should subsidise tax dodgers with 40% of your ticket sales. Anyhow. You can come see that. You can also listen to me on my radio show, The Ashley Story Show on BBC Radio Scotland, available on the Sounds app, or my television show Up For It, available on the BBC iPlayer. Yay! But it's all in Scotland, so it doesn't count.
Well, that's about it, right?
Yes, I'm sorry. What was the name of the sausage sandwich again?
A piece and sausage.
Piece.
A piece.
A piece and sausage.
A piece and sausage, a piece and jam, a piece and bacon.
Like a piece of bread.
Like a piece.
It's like a piece of sandwich, a piece, but it's like.
It's a piece.
It's like two slices of bread with butter and a thing in the middle.
It's a sandwich, right? You don't have to explain it. She's American, she's no special. It's a sandwich. It's a bread vessel for meat.
So the piece is the double bread and butter.
The piece is like, it's what you put your meat into. It's just bread. It's just a way that right. It's a piece.
So like in the States when you're like, I'm carrying a piece. If you say that here, you're like, I got bread and butter. Yeah. I just gotta put that motherfucker in there.
Yes.
And I'll have myself a sandwich.
And it's like good. When you say Fanny and we say Fanny.
My dad used to buy his chocolates from a chocolatier called Fanny Farmer. And that was my favorite thing about moving here. I ate at Fanny Farmer.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, this has been our first show of The Fringe. You've made it so lush for us. Ashley,
wow.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for
thank
having
you
me,
all.
Ashley.
Thank you so much for coming.
Thank you so much.
Drunk Women Solving Crime is produced by Amanda Redman, with music by The Lion and the Wolf. You can follow us on Twitter at Drunk Women Pod and Facebook and Instagram at Drunk Women Solving Crime. And please review us on Apple Podcasts. And if you've got a petty crime you want us to solve, then write it in a review and we'll solve it. Thank you to Acast and thank you for listening.
You've heard the podcast, now buy the merch. There's a full range of certified organic cotton t-shirts, jumpers and hoodies, all on the website. Just go to drunkwomensolvingcrime.com.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.